The densely populated area of the country encompassing Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., and Maryland is some of the most fertile land in the world. But instead of growing crops, the DMV grows hoopers. Some notable names to emerge out of the region and into basketball fame: Kevin Durant, Carmelo Anthony, and some guy named Hubert Davis. Now, more than 30 years after Davis, the pride of Fairfax, Virginia, made his debut as a Tar Heel, the program believes it's found another DMV stud. Derek Dixon, a freshman wing from Vienna, Virginia, about 10 miles west of Washington, has made a strong impression in UNC's preseason practice. With good size at 6'5", Dixon can take up multiple roles. He sees himself mostly playing the point guard position this season in relief of projected starters Kyan Evans and Seth Trimble, though Dixon is taller than both. Running the point as a freshman, especially at a school with the point guard pedigree of Carolina, requires confidence. And according to Davis, Dixon has that in spades.
As a freshman, I was never that confident as he is, and it allows him to play at a high level, and I've been really pleased at the way that he is practiced to start the season.
Dixon's confidence is so high, in fact, that he's compared himself to a former Tar Heel fan favorite, Coby White. Dixon spent time learning from White during the summer, and the former lottery pick came away impressed. Just as Dixon compared himself to White, White returned the favor. Here's what Dixon had to say about that friendship.
It's been really good growing our relationship with him, and it's funny that he would say that because I saw the same thing when I went back and watched a lot of his games from here. Saw a lot of similarities in our game. We're both bigger guards, on-ball guards, can shoot the ball. So that really means a lot coming from him. And just being around him this summer and building our relationship, I've learned a lot from him about the game, about Carolina, and just about, you know, how to be the best version of myself.
Growing up in the DMV basketball cauldron, Dixon had to work hard to stand out. He shined on both the AAU circuit and for his high school, Gonzaga College in Washington. As a junior, Dixon was named first team All-DC. As a senior, he led Gonzaga to the DC State Championship while averaging 14 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. He was named the Gatorade Player of the Year for the District of Columbia. Dixon said that experience has molded him into the player he is today.
I think what that's really helped me with, I've gotten really good coaching from high school and AAU both, playing with Team Takeover and Gonzaga, played with really good players, so I'm used to playing with really good players just like I'm going to have to play here. And then, like you said, the competition is really good, so I have to be ready every night. There's no off days, you know, playing in that area, so the same it is here. You got to be ready every day to compete and bring your best.
Dixon's mindset has impressed senior guard Seth Trimble, the Tar Heels' de facto team captain. Trimble took his lumps as a freshman before growing into the young man he is today, and like Davis, he sees in Dixon an uncommon maturity for a player his age.
He plays his game. Even as a freshman with a bunch of upperclassmen, he's super poised. He's not afraid to go take a shot. He's not afraid to sort of step behind the screen three in transition. Like, he's been ultra aggressive, and he's been just a phenomenal player so far. So I'm super proud of him. That's my guy.
Carolina's problems last season were numerous, but perhaps none stood out more than these two: its lack of depth and its lack of size. This year, the addition of Dixon looks to potentially solve both at the same time. The freshman may not be a starter, but if the program is to be believed, he'll play a crucial role in putting the Tar Heels back into the national spotlight. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.